The budget wish list from business, industry and community groups is as long as it is detailed. There have already been announcements of tax breaks, as Anna's mentioned, policies on energy, innovation and infrastructure. It is a big spending moment. Well, what else is competing for the government's attention? Emily Burke reports.
An economic downturn not seen in decades and a budget wish list more comprehensive than ever.
And what we're looking for from tonight is to continue building of confidence as best we can in a time of uncertainty.
Peter Strong from the Small Business Council says the budget should focus on developing a local jobs strategy.
Those people that are coming in our doors looking for a job, the people we all give a job to, we want them to have the right attitude and we want them to have the right skills. So a local employment service will look at the needs of employers. They'll talk to the training sector to get the retraining done that's needed. Then they'll look at the infrastructure that is going to be developed in that community and make sure the people have the skills needed to do that work, and two, that the small business community gets the benefit.
When it comes to getting people into work, Sally Sinclair from the National Employment Services Association is hoping the budget delivers an inclusive program.
That looks like something which would be a jobs guarantee for disadvantaged job seekers, such as young people, mature aged workers and people with disability, to enable people to access employment opportunities and or pathways that will lead them into then a sustainable employment opportunity. That will set them up for when the economy is recovering more strongly.
The government hopes people will spend any extra money they get through tax relief. But Cassandra Goldie from the Australian Council of Social Service says the tax cuts won't provide enough help for people on low and middle incomes.
Most of the economists are very clear, dollar for dollar, give money to people who need it and who are going to guarantee spend it. And that's, of course, why we continue to say we need to fix JobSeeker and the Social Security transfer payment system would have been a much better way to have that high confidence, precious dollars into the hands of people who need it. And yes, it will really help the real economy in terms of consumer demand.
Self-funded retirees and pensioners are hoping that they're not overlooked in tonight's budget. Ian Henschke is from National Seniors.
Many old Australians are actually finding their incomes have been very severely slashed, so we'd be looking for some sort of relief there. One of the things we've asked the government for is the lowering of the pension loan scheme where seniors can draw down on the equity in their home. The other thing, of course, the pensioners who rent, and we'd like to see an increase in Commonwealth rent assistance. And more pensioners are being told that they have to go online, so we'd like to see a special IT supplement, if you like, for full pensioners.
But Tanya Kovac from Gender Equity Victoria says the budget needs to tackle the sharp and inequitable effects of the pandemic on women.
This is a gendered disaster. And so tonight's budget needs to be a gendered budget. What you actually need tonight is progressive policy positions like the creation of a fully universal, free childcare system.
Among the big winners, the construction sector is set to benefit from large-scale infrastructure spending. James Cameron from the Australian Construction Industry Forum says spending on small and large-scale projects will have a multiplying effect across the economy.
In terms of residential buildings, we advocate for a development of a significant nationwide program of building of social and affordable housing options. We'd like to see an increase in health and aged care to address increased demands in the post-COVID world. And finally, in terms of engineering construction, we'd like to see the bringing forward of key infrastructure delivery projects and programs in telecommunications, electricity, major road and rail projects. Yes, there will be workforce challenges. Yes, there will be challenges about whether they are shovel-ready, but the sooner the better to get the economy moving.
James Cameron from the Australian Construction Industry Forum. Emily Burke with that report.